roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called STAB.
Well, hey there, you hip duffers. Welcome to this very special episode of STAB. I am the host and sometimes beautiful John Ross. It is STAB Awareness Month, and what we're doing this month is releasing five best ofs for you to enjoy. We have five Mondays, so you get a different best of from the last couple years of STAB on every fucking Monday of this month for STAB Awareness Month. Did I mention it's STAB Awareness Month? Okay. Just to let you know, this episode, what we're doing, we've got the Department of Tourism best ofs and tons of funny folks on it. We've got Jordan Cannon, Ben Rice, Jesse Jones, Tyler Kinney, JoJo Lewis, Luke Soyan, Ben Feldman, Jesse Jones, Eric Krasner, Alfonso Portella, Johnny Taylor, Luke Soyan, Jesse Jones, Jacqueline Wyan, JoJo Lewis, Tyler Kinney, Jesse Jones. All these people are on this best of Department of Tourism. It's very funny because I say so. Also, October 19th, we'll be recording an episode of STAB at Luna's Cafe, 8 o'clock. It's a Wednesday night. Come out and be a part of a live audio recording. We're going to start this episode, the best of episode, Department of Tourism, with Jordan Cannon doing the polite township of etiquette and manners. Enjoy it, motherfuckers.
Jordan Cannon, please make us want to come to the city that we gave you, which is the polite township of proper etiquette and manners.
I don't know how... Okay. Dear sir or madam, enclosed please find the brochure with advertisement from the polite township of proper etiquette and manners. Forgive us for this unsolicited intrusion upon your time and personhood. Do feel free to dispose of this communication at your leisure. We felt that it would be most estimable to send this publication to you, as we have learned of your proclivities from certain websites you do on occasion frequent. In the brochure, images of the polite township, the capital building where governance of our citizenry is concerned. We take utmost care to minister to those civil needs of the human. If you do feel you are slighted in any way during your stay here, if, for instance, a man here were to walk past you without raising his cap to yourself, if you are a lady or to your lady, you have recourse to file for grieve, where justice will be served in that manner which is customary, and in which our forefathers acted most justly. Image of a quaint diner. Do be sure to tip your waitress the proper percentage of the cost of your meal, or she may have recourse to the Ministry of Proper Etiquette for grievance of misdeed. And indeed, through careful execution of those most formal ceremonies of justice, including standing upon entrance of his lordship, to that of being quiet while your sentence is read. In the manner of our forefathers, you will be brought to understand the true depth of meaning that is contained in etiquette. Some say that it is pharisaical, and yes, to look into the heart of each man individual by individual. And how shall society be maintained if there is not entrance to conversation and a proper term for discussion and a proper manner of exiting? No. How shall business... Oh, excuse me. I say, how shall society be maintained if there is not an entrance to conversation and a proper term for its discussion and a proper manner of exiting? How shall business be conducted? By whim and truancy? Vagrancy and taking of what one wishes without consent? And the frightening movements of the selfishness like demons lashing out or babies that do not know the difference from content, the difference between form and content? The difference between their desires and the multitude of conditions that are required to satisfy any one of them? At the theater, you will find multiple occasions... You will find multiple occasions to slight and be slighted by other monocle-wearing gentlemen surrounded by shawl-wearing mistresses, whom it would be most impolitic to point out as the women other than the wives of the men who call. Why would you do such a thing? Dear sir, you are to be arraigned on the morrow at the Court of Civil Affairs for libel and breach of contract, which you did sign on entering the most polite township of proper etiquette and manners. and which, knowing the terms and conditions of such contract, and having breached them upon the conclusion of arraignment, you will be stoned to death for your egregious and unacceptable behavior. Please do not be late to the arraignment, as it would be impolite.
Wonderful.
Ben Rice! We're halfway there, Ben Rice.
Yep. Thank you.
Because it's ladies and gentlemen, Ben Rice will be making us want to come to Bon Joviville. Bon Joviville.
Welcome to Bon Joviville, a little New Jersey living just a steel horse rides away. Imagine if you could run away to the most gorgeous and pristine mansions this or that side of the Mississippi. And whoa, you're halfway there. Whoa, because you're actually be living on a prayer. That's right. Here at Bon Joviville, we've found a way to manifest your innermost wishes, desires, and deepest, darkest secrets into your own one-of-a-kind dream home. Because it's your life. It's now or never. You're not going to live forever. You just want to live where you belong. And where you belong is in a secure sky fortress amongst the angels. Or at least amongst people with the angelic voice of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer John Bon Jovi. As an added bonus, you'll find everything as pristine as John's luscious locks themselves. That's because here at Bon Joviville, we do an annual spring steening. That's that famous New Jersey hospitality. But be careful, the floors are slippery when wet. Our prayer homes give inner-city living a bad name. But if you're not ready to settle down and make the move to Bon Joviville, that's okay. Take your time. Maybe seek some professional advice from the Richie Samboracle, our very own fortune teller. Lay your hands on his brand new six string. Bought it at the five and dime. And you'll see what your future holds. Spoiler alert, you want to live in Bon Joviville. It's the town that wants to be with you. Deep inside, I know you feel
it
too.
That's Mr. Bigville.
Those last two references weren't to Bon Jovi songs.
Okay, good.
They're just done by really great imitators that deserve your respect. But you'll find no imitations here in Bon Joviville, where a truly splendid living is always wanted, wanted, dead or alive.
Great. Ben Rice, I didn't know you were going to sing so much.
So much singing.
Stab needs $20 until Thursday. Stab's good for it.
Jesse Jones.
Hi there.
The town you were given to make us want to come to is Forskinnington Harbor. Forskinnington Harbor. I don't know.
Yes.
Don't ask me why.
Located just a piece off Shaftley Acres. Forskinnington Harbor offers thrill seekers and romantics alike an experience that's truly a cut above the rest. For those looking for a workout, just take a trip down the smooth, rolling countryside of Shaftley Acres and enjoy an afternoon backpacking through the pubis national forests and marshlands. This lush, coarse landscape offers novices and veterans alike a fragrant, humid trek through nature's tangled landscape. The density of the forest is known to change from time to time, ranging from wild and unkempt to neatly pruned as forestry styles move in and out of fashion. But that's just the tip of the funberg here at Forskinnington Harbor. Visitors to Forskinnington Harbor are invited to pull back the veil of mystery surrounding the region's most closely guarded hidden treasure, Mushroom Head Cove. This is the most geologically sensitive location in the region, so visitors are warned that enthusiastic, even vigorous exploration of the terrain has been known to cause messy eruptions from the usually dormant Mushroom Head Cove geyser. These eruptions can range from explosive torrents to mild dribbles, depending on how recently the geyser has last erupted. So come and be blown away by a view that you'll have to see to believe. Because once you've taken in all the wonders that the full Force Skinnington Harbor experience has to offer, you'll wonder how you've ever settled for anything less.
Tyler Kinney, East Suicide City. East Suicide City.
Let's face it. You are already here. Once you make this decision and you know it in your heart, you are already here. And when you think about it, you've always been here. Suicide City. There, doesn't that feel better? You're in control now. You made the decision. For the first time you can remember, you feel a rush of calm wash over you. Dwell a little bit on that feeling. You don't have to talk to your family. You just need to buy a train ticket to Suicide City. Why haven't you bought your ticket yet? Probably because you're unlovable. And overweight. So get that ticket. Come on down. It's just a short train ride away. Don't jump on the tracks, as tempting as that is. Is there a God? You're finally going to find out, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters, you unlovable, shitty animal. Suicide City. People can't miss you until you're gone.
East Suicide City. Very good.
Stab rolled its charger into a ditch.
JoJo Lewis with 1950s Middle Americaville.
Folks, you remember the wholesome goodness of when you could sit at a lunch counter and not have to worry about a mud-skinned pickpocket sidling up next to you as if he belonged there? How about a time when men and women were truly equal in the fear of dying in a nuclear holocaust? Well, if you miss those rustic times, then you should come on down to 1950s Middle Americaville, where men wear suits during sex, women always have a martini handy, and children only play wholesome games like hoopstick and kill the Jap. Ladies, you can enjoy listening to an episode of I Love Lucy while you vacuum the front yard, while the guys gather at the Knights of Columbus Lodge where they can smoke cigars, drink scotch, and accuse Jews of being communists and burn their stores down. For the kids, we have our world-famous It's Time For You To Learn theme park. The boys will get to shoot and gut a baby deer to learn how to be a man, while the girls learn that rape isn't even a concept. It's not even a thing. And you can spend every single night in our 1950s Middle Americaville social, where everyone dances 1 foot apart, and every dance ends with throwing rocks at an interracial couple. 1950s Middle Americaville. It's like a corrective slap to your vacation's chatty mouth.
Luke, take us to Back Rubagonia.
Okay. I knew it. I was pronouncing it right. That's good.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if there's like a double meaning like Back Rubagonia, but then it was like a typo. Right. I don't know. But it's that. Okay.
Agonia. Yeah,
all right, here we go. Hey. Hey, you. You looking wary. Come on and sit down here on this wood log. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Sit down. We got lots of nice wood logs for you to sit down on. These here's our backwoods. We cut them all down for sitting on. Want to know why we cut them all down?
Well,
set and I'll tell y'all about it. See, here in back rubagonia, we like ourselves a good back rub. We like a nice slow rubbing, just up and down, up and down, kneading in, kneading out, a little knuckle here and there, a little elbow too if and it calls for it. We even have some of them bars you can hang on for face down foot back rubs. Here in back rubagonia, all we had is backwoods. We thought to ourselves, backwoods? Sounds like a lot of back rubs. Could chop them trees down. That'd be a lot of wood logs. Could be used for setting on and getting a nice back rub. You see, that there movie, Fern Gully, had it all wrong. They ain't should have been cutting trees down for wood. Should have been cutting them down for setting on. Lots of nice animated wood logs. Cartoon me would have had a nice old time just setting for that 90-minute runtime, getting a hand-drawn back rub. Animator drawing it could have had a nice back rub as he was drawing me getting at their back rub. You know what I'm saying? Here it don't matter who you is. Everybody deserve a nice back rub, cartoon or not. Not like one of them mall back rubs fellas will give you. I'm talking about a nice, long, slow back rub. Out here, a backhoe ain't what you think it is, neither. Backhoe's a nice woman who'll give a nice back rub just about anyone who wants them. Nothing sexual about it, neither. If you want something sexual, head to Tiki Barbaropoulos. They got all the co-eds and hot beach bodies y'all could ever ask there. And there ain't none of the gross old ex-wife of Tiki Barber vagina wrecking twin baby having Jenny shit. But enough. You have to listen to an old episode for that reference to make sense. But enough about that. You're here for a nice back rubbing. And in back rubagonia, all you got to do is take off your shirt but keep your pants on. Your backside ain't a back top. Or back, I suppose. I ain't one for sposing. I'm one for back rubs. So set down on one of them wood logs and let someone give you a nice little rub. And
very good, Luke. Back rub again.
Stab. Did 2 include that cover letter?
What's the name of the place I'm trying to?
B-52 Zootopia.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to tell ya. There's a place you can go where everything is rockin'. It's only 15 miles from where you are now. You can check out the eels or take a gander at the nightlife. We have a terrific quiche and a wild potato. Beware of the pool. It's full of strangers. There's glitter on the mattress. Our tin roof isn't rusted. It's in very good shape. B-52 Zootopia. It's a little old place where you can talk instead of sing. So come on and bring your money. We have a jukebox you can put it in.
Very good. Ben Feldman, B-52 Zootopia. All right. Yeah, yeah. Standing ovation. Jesse Jones, you've been given the PC universe. The PC universe. On you go.
Yeah. Come on down to the PC universe. Your trusted source for new, used, and refurbished PC components and accessories since 1992. Windows XP. Microsoft Office. Adobe Acrobat, and so many more programs for your every home, office, and recreational needs. All in one color printer, copier, fax machine. Boy, do we have those. Optical mice, trackballs, ergonomic keyboards, available in white or gray, starting at just $4.99. Norton antivirus to protect your important files and programs we install while you wait. So come on down to the PC Universe on Gibson Parkway, just east of the Value Market Wholesalers, and right next door to Cheezum's Pizzums, home of the you call it $1.99 slice. PC Universe, where our motto is and always has been, no Jews or darkies.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. There we go.
Stab is a briefcase full of lunch meat.
Eric Krasner, you were given the Island of Dad. The hey. Island of Dad.
Hey, welcome to the Island of Dad. Sorry about the way it looks around here. I tried to pick up, but things haven't been going great since the Island of Mom declared its independence. you kids want something to eat? I have Nescafe and crackers. Look, I know the Island of Mom's a lot nicer. I know the Island of Mom has an Xbox. The Island of Dad has to send a lot of money to the Island of Mom. So you're welcome. You're welcome for the fucking Xbox. Here, you can play with Dad's phone for a little while. Just, if you get a call, let it go to voicemail. Dad's gonna nap for a while. Wake me up if there's a fire. I love you kids so much. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, kids. I'm so sorry.
Very good. Another prompt hitting close to home. Alfonso, that's your name. The Republic of Chinese food. Chinese food.
The Republic of Chinese food, a true modern marvel. Come, visit the small city I made entirely out of mushed together Chinese food. Have you ever gone on a walk and wished the streets were made of saucy fried noodles? Take a stroll down Chow Mein Street. It's a pile of Chow Mein over there, and you can stand in it. Marvel at the architecture. Standing at 6 feet, take out Box Tower is the world's tallest structure made entirely out of used Chinese food takeout boxes. 6 feet, because that's as high as I could stack them. Never mind, it just fell off. Stay a night in a hut I made of slabs of egg foo young I piled on top of each other and baked in the sun. It'll be an experience unlike any other you've known, unless you've ever fallen while carrying a plate of Chinese food and then had a friend just pile more food onto you for 3 weeks. What do you get when you take beef and broccoli you found in a dumpster behind Golden Teacup Dragon Cafe, blend it up, and loosely shape it into a wet, sticky mattress? The best sleep of your life, that's what! But don't take my word for it. Here's some actual visitors from the Republic of Chinese food. I thought this would be cool, but it was just a pile of old Chinese food behind Panda Express. Yeah, I came with my family for a Christmas getaway, only to find a rotting pile of I don't know what. There were flies and
A bum. I don't. He was peeing on it. I don't think I'll be back. I loved it. I loved it. There were goyles. Chinese goyles. I think. I don't remember. I get paid for this, right? Visit soon before the raccoons get into it.
Very good. Alfonso Portella, Republic of Chinese Food.
Stamp still misses your mom till this day.
Johnny Taylor, make us want to come to your continent. Yeah. Area?
It's a city, and I took it as such.
Okay, America in 2114.
Well, as the new director of the city's tourism board, I decided to come up with a sort of a brochure for America in 2114. It says, "Welcome to the city of America." Yeah, the city. We used to be a huge country, now just a city. It's weird. But we think it works. There's only 211 people left here because Ebola and wars over made-up religions have managed to wipe most of us out. So in other words, you have a lot of space now. It's not very pretty anymore because the environment has been destroyed by years of abuse and plastic. Pretty much things made out of plastic fucked us. It's weird. Didn't see that coming. Global warming turned out to be a thing. So it's super hot some places. But some places aren't that hot, and there's probably a lot of room there since nobody lives there. We all decided Jesus was made up a while back, so we don't have to say under God during the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. So that's less annoying than before. If you don't want to visit here, I get it. It's not what it used to be. But you owe it to yourself to get out of that shithole city of Canada once in a while. America, less brown people than before.
Wow. And why are people clapping? Luke Soyn, you were given Tiki Barbaropoulos.
Okay. After City founder and former NFL running back Tiki Barber left his wife Ginny for super young and sexy model Tracy Lynn Johnson in 2010, the city of Tiki Barbaropoulos was inspired to dump its old frumpy location and find a sexier new one as well. That's right. Though you may remember the city being situated just outside of homely Denver, Colorado, the city of Tiki Barbaropoulos has relocated to several miles north of Nubile, Miami, Florida. Come enjoy the sun, the sand, and the hot body spilling out of Miami like some kind of Caligula wet dream. All of our beaches are nude, so don't come here if you're pregnant with twins like sad old Ginny was when Tiki left her. We recommend starting your vacation at our visitor center, where you'll receive a free tour of our Tiki Barber Museum. You can watch a video highlight reel of every Tiki Barber touchdown, which includes all 68 career rushing, receiving, and punt. And single punt return touchdowns. Then, when you come outside, you can take a photo with our 10-foot-tall bronze Tiki Barber statue. And finally, if you're feeling a little bit shaggy, you'll want to visit our Tiki Barber's shop, where you can get the signature and mega-trendy Tiki Barber haircut. Bald! The city has done a lot to erase all memory of its former duds, just like Tiki has forgotten his ex-wife, old what's-her-name. Join us in tan, skinny, and tight Tiki Barbaropoulos, located just a few minutes north of Miami.
Luke Soyn, thank you very much.
Very nice.
Very good.
Stab is not orange.
Jesse Jones, the city you are going to make us want to come to, rather state, is the state of emergency. The state of emergency. Make us want to come to the state of emergency.
Welcome to the state of emergency. For the love of God, get down. You may have noticed that everything around you is currently on fire. The state of emergency would like to remind you that everything within our state's borders is constantly on fire. Even while underwater, during any of our random daily floods, everything remains on fire. Please be advised, Do not step into the fire. Also, do not swim into the fire. In the state of emergency, underwater fire burns hotter than above water fire. If you find yourself standing next to a structure, vehicle, or any other inanimate object in the state of emergency, be advised, it will explode. It will not explode simply because you are standing near it. It simply will explode. So standing near it is not advised. Do not stand near anything in the state of emergency, as it will at some point explode. You may be standing near something and notice that it has not exploded. You may stand near it for an extended period of time and think that because it still has not exploded, that it is safe to stand near it. It is not. It will explode. You are also advised not to stand near something that has already exploded, as it will explode. The extended forecast for the remainder of the week in the state of emergency is as follows. Thursday, fire. Friday, explosions. Saturday, fiery explosions.
Right.
Sunday, a slight chance of fire in the morning, with exploding floods starting in the afternoon. Monday, early morning apocalypse, giving way later in the day to all of your deepest nightmares made real. And chasing you up sidewalks that seem to bend at near right angles. Tuesday, fire. If you are not already here, please do not come to the state of emergency. If you are already here, please do not try to leave the state of emergency. As leaving the state of emergency has been known to cause residents to catch fire and explode.
Very good. Very good.
Jacqueline, make us want to come to the island of fucking cool stuff.
Hey guys, it's me, Jacqueline Wyan, the island of fucking cool stuff's recently appointed tourism director. After a series of projects that have yet to be lucrative, I've invested all of my time and energy into what is sure to be my biggest success. Don't believe me? What if I told you for a small negotiable fee from anywhere from $30 to a handle of the grossest bourbon you can find, you can spend an entire luxurious weekend in a brand new city that I've founded. I've spent the past year locating and procuring the coolest stuff around and jamming it into a huge pile in my backyard. Sure, cool is entirely subjective, but during any given weekend on my island oasis in quaint Davis, California, you and your lover, or gay lover, have unlimited access to fucking cool stuff even people who aren't me can totally enjoy, such as Venus flytraps, t-shirts with dogs on them, Kathy comics from the late 80s, paintings of clowns, a nail art kit, a lightly used Hitachi magic wand, a coffee mug that says, "Kiss my ass, I'm 40. Some skateboards, crude phallic drawings, the grossest bourbon you can find, the color chartreuse, and literally dozens of stuff that everyone can agree is fucking cool even if you are not Jacqueline. Book your weekend stay today and witness scary baby dolls, sock garters, vanilla coconut milk, a crocheted dress, a big jug of Tapatio, that Neutral Milk Hotel album my boyfriend wouldn't fuck me to because it's about the Holocaust. Lisa Frank temporary tattoos, cool boots, a video I found online of a praying mantis killing a bird. The island of fucking cool stuff. Book today.
Stab bought the goddamn popsicles.
Start with JoJo Lewis.
Okay.
Fuckitopolis.
All right. Fuckitopolis. Here in scenic Fuckitopolis, located only 20 miles north of scenic Mogadishu, Somalia, the sovereign nation of Fuckitopolis was founded by degenerate Haster cultists with one vision, providing the most comprehensive sexual safari you can imagine. And we're not talking about your father's sex safari to Thailand for an underage ladyboy. We're talking about sexual experiences that are only home in the collapsed psyche of the most depraved cultist or would-be sorcerer. There are things here that you can copulate with that would disgust even the most hardened sandwich corporation spokesman or black stand-up comedian. We're talking sex that you'd only hear about in steamy letters written to the editor of the Necronomicon. Folks, you could make sweet, violent love to a color out of space right before it drains your life force, leaving you a desiccated, irradiated husk. For the ladies, a star spawn of Cthulhu will be bust in and bound to your immortal soul, where he will make blood sacrifices in the form of the phallic removals of his face tentacles for your tantalizing enjoyment. And if you're a fan of foreplay, look no further. You've not had oral done right until you've had your private snorkeled by Lordeon, an extra-dimensional, geometrically inconsistent creature who subsists primarily on the fluids emitted by the human body during sexual intercourse. And every trip ends with a rousing day using our patented Tillinghast resonator that will displace your atomic structure amongst the cosmos, allowing you to penetrate and be penetrated by the ethereal music of the spheres. Ladies, you haven't gotten it in until the it is a sentient thought form composed of the mathematical principle of pleasure. And guys, the best hole you could ever penetrate is the accretion disk of a black hole. And after a week of sexual debauchery, the like of which that would make gods themselves weep and the universe bend to your will, you will be treated to a lovely gala dinner featuring Coldplay. So come on down to Fuckitopolis, a place where most of you had no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
JoJo Lewis. Tyler Kinney, make us want to come to the Isles of Soft Rock.
Ahoy. Do you long to feel the sea rushing through your manicured chest beard? Do you like quaaludes and wood paneling? Of course you do. So undo the second to last button on your paisley polyester half shirt and come feel the sunshine on your face and the cocaine on your gums in the Isle of Soft Rock. Come. Sample that for later, John.
I will. That's gonna...
You don't want that on repeat. Admire the independent women that you long to bed but refuse to work alongside. You'll be combing female ejaculate out of your mustache before you can say, I don't wear those. They dull the sensation. See. See the crumbling cliffs of the Isle of Soft Rock. The rocks are literally soft. It's mostly shale and sandstone. Dude. Snorkeling adventures are currently on hold because that guy from Sweden didn't know how to swim. Don't worry, he died doing what he loves, dragging a woman down until she feels like she can't breathe. Be the kind of man you've always dreamed of being. Hip, confident, unafraid of disease. Get away. Your kids are with your mom. Let yourself go. Sure, she lets them smoke as long as they massage your feet. Damn it, now your erection is gone. The Isle of Soft Rock. Get your erection back. Actually, I think I see it just there. Just under the nylon jumper of that yellow-toothed divorcee. Go get her, you dog.
Tyler Kinney. The Isle of Soft Rock.
Stab is a goddamned shame.
Jesse Jones. The city of Angles. Yes, Angles.
All right. Have you always had a Pythagorean theorem? That a stylish, sophisticated, mathematically planned community might just make a cute place to call home someday? Well, we've got good hypotenuse news for you. And it's called the City of Angles. And while that might sound hyperbolic, after you hear our pitch, all of your doubts will be polygon. A radiant of sunshine in an otherwise obtuse housing market, City of Angles has calculated for every variable of your hectare life. Want to keep your slopes and curves looking straight and sharp? Check out City of Angles' state-of-the-art fitness center located at Scalene Square. It's a great place to work out your bisectors and obliques. And afterwards, why not take a soothing dip in one of our many hot tubs, which are always kept at a steamy 90 degrees. A temperature locals call just right. But now I'm wandering off on a tangent. Rightfully so. But wait, there's more. The point is this. No matter what quadrant of the globe or side of the country you're on, you're no more than two planes away from the City of Angles. And don't worry about your finances. City of Angles is an equilateral opportunity renter. And no irrational offers will be refused. So after you've read over the terms on your isosceles, just sign on the dotted line. Or, if you feel like your credit might have a negative arc, City of Angles always accepts a cosign.
Stab is a beefy thorax.
Oh, and we're back. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode, this very special episode of Best of Department of Tourism. Again, going to remind you, October 19th, Luna's Cafe. Come be a part of a live Stab recording. Recording. And we're building up to our 100th show that's coming up sometime in December, our 100th episode. So come out and check it out again, October 19th. See you then, 8 p.m., Luna's Cafe. Okay, bye.